Greet you in Jesus' name this morning. Enjoyed worshiping with you and trust that our worship to God can continue. This morning, I plan to share a message. I guess I would title it with simple words, I will trust and not be afraid. And the emphasis or the consideration this morning is kind of on those two words, trust and fear. And looking a little bit at some of the difference there. We're told that John Wesley and his brother were two that, as they were growing up, they grew up in a Christian setting and had many discussions. And John and Charles, and the one would say, often said, if the Lord would give me wings, I'd fly. And John used to answer back, if God bids me fly, I will trust him for the wings. It's a little bit of, it highlights the difference in what trust means. If God gives us wings, we'd fly. Or if he tells us to fly, do we trust him to provide the wings, trust him to provide what's needed and what we need to fulfill that? Lots of different, well, our world is surrounded by fear today. There's many different things that cause fear and people are paranoid of. And there's many different ways that we can, many different opportunities that God has given us those things. God has brought those things, I believe, into our lives to draw people to him, to draw people to trust him. And to overcome their fear as they learn to trust in Jesus, learn to trust in him. Obviously, there's more to trusting in Jesus than just there's part of salvation. And we've looked at a number of those things. And there's a number of qualifications to the trust, to having a worthwhile trust in him. But we're going to focus not as much on that part of it. The number of our verses this morning are going to come from the Psalms, where we're looking at in Sunday school. Psalm 11, verse 1 says, in the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to the mountain? Thinking about what is trust. The psalmist said, in the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to the mountain? So, the first thing I see in that verse is that trust is a choice. He chose to put his trust in God rather than the alternative. And what was the alternative if he followed fear? If he allowed fear to govern his life, the option was to flee. Flee as a bird to the mountain. And that's the question I put before us this morning. Can we trust in God rather than allow our fears to dominate our life and to take control of us? And again, I don't know, the fears and what God has brought into our lives are so varied, and there's so many different ways that we're tested and that God uses these things to draw us to him. And I have no idea what things, what challenges you face in life that can bring fear to you. There's probably many things that you face that I have never faced and would not be strong in. But God is faithful. Trust is not necessarily the absence of fear, not necessarily the opposite of fear. Probably trust, the opposite of trust would be distrust, as in not being able to trust a person or a being. But trust is to give ourselves into the hand of another without fear. Trust is putting ourselves or the things that we value into the hands of another and letting it rest there. And it might be our life, it might be our health, it might be our family, it might be the things we have. We're tempted to be fearful of various things happening to them. But taking something that's valuable, taking something that we value, and being able to place that into the hands of someone else, and to let it rest there. to trust that they will be taken care of. What time I'm afraid, I will trust in thee. It's a choice to not fear, but to put our confidence in God with the things that are important to us. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Again, speaking about, this verse speaks about a snare. And fear is a trap. It's something that the devil uses to draw man away from God. But it's something that can enslave us, can capture us, and can get a hold of our life, and can dominate or overcome us. But trusting God delivers us from that. Trusting God can deliver us from the snare of fear. Now, I'd like if you turn to Psalm 31. Psalm 31, and there's probably a lot of different psalms that would speak and would have many of these same thoughts, same truths. I'd like to have you think about another word in relation to this psalm, in relation to trust, and that's the word refugee. This psalm talks about God being his refuge. A very closely related word is refugee. A refugee, in a general sense, is someone who has forsaken all because of the fears he has. And I'm speaking of it in a general sense. But generally speaking, a refugee who is someone who has been overcome by fear and has fled. They've left everything behind and fled because of their fears. Now, I'm not critical of individual refugees. There's times that God's people have been refugees and have fled at God's direction or for various reasons. And I'm not critical of that. But thinking of the word refugee as being allowing our fears to overcome our life and to force us to flee, allowing that to direct us versus finding God to be our refuge, finding God to be the place that we rest. A refuge is a place of shelter or protection from danger, of trouble. Refuge is a place that you can go and you can be safe. You don't have to worry. You don't have to fear. You can place yourself and the things you value there, and it's safe. Whereas a refugee is one who is running from danger and seeking safety somewhere else. He hasn't found safety yet. He hasn't found a safe place. He hasn't found a place that he can rest and relax and that he can feel comfortable and sure yet. He's looking for that. He's searching for that. Have we found God's place of refuge? Notice how many times here in the psalm he had the option between trusting or allowing his fear to dominate his life and becoming a refugee and to run and to flee. Let's read Psalm 31 at this time. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. I see that as a choice right there. He chose to put his trust. Let me never be ashamed. Now just break in again there yet. I mean, never be ashamed. If we put our trust in the wrong thing, that brings shame. That brings, you become ashamed. If you trust something and it lets you down, that brings then when we're ashamed. But God, if we put our trust in God, we will never be ashamed. The psalmist found it that way. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me. For thou art my strength. Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast shut my feet in a large room. Notice the contrast there. He could have been shut up into the hand of the enemy, but God, he found God to be a place of refuge. He was shut into a large room. He had space. He was comfortable, and he had security there. Verse 9, "Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintances. They that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel, for I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side while they took counsel together against me. They devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things, proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. O, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he hath showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. Oh, love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage." So there's a contrast. "Preserveth the faithful, and he rewardeth in a negative way the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord." You see the way, different times there he was faced, he realized what terrific danger he was in, and how everyone around him was turned against him and was seeking his destruction. And he had a choice. Was he going to run, or was he going to trust in God? And he chose in these verses to trust in God. That's easier said than done. Many times fear is a powerful thing. And there's many different ways that we experience that. But God wants us to choose to follow him. All right, I want to look at several different ways, wrong places to put our trust, places that we're tempted to put our trust. And so I have three things there. First one would be ourselves, and I'm making that fairly broad. Despite all our shortcomings and our failures and our weakness, we tend to trust in ourselves. We think we tend to like to solve our own problems and to think that we're self-sufficient. Somehow we're tempted to do that. In Psalms 44:8 says, "For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me." Somehow we think that, you know, our own strength and our own determination, our own might, we can conquer the things that are against us. We think we can solve our own problems. And that was not successful for the psalmist there. We're tempted to trust in our strength and our abilities to defend ourselves, to take care of ourselves. Psalm 49:6, "For they that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches." And it goes on and talks about that. Wealth will do a lot of things, but it doesn't save a man's soul. We can't buy salvation. We can't buy freedom. We can't buy those things that are most important in life. And yet, many times we're tempted to think we can. We're tempted to think that if we have more things, that we can find happiness and security. Many people look to money for security. They look to money and their savings account or retirement account or whatever. as a means of security. It means something they put their trust in. Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. We're tempted to think of our own cunning, our ingenuity, our abilities, our knowledge, and our ability to think things through and figure things out. We like to think that we can solve our own problems. It's another way that we trust in ourselves. But no matter how smart a man is, no matter how much knowledge he has, no matter how much how cunning he is, he cannot escape from the devil's snares. He cannot find the salvation and the security and the trust that the Lord can give. We're tempted to trust in ourselves, but that's a false security, false place to trust. We're tempted to trust in man, in others, or in there's various ways. People have trusted in leaders or strong friends. John 5:45, we do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. And that was spoken to the Jews as they were claiming that Moses was their father, and they were looking up to the church leader, to someone who was a godly, good person, and they were looking to him as for the security and for the they were putting their trust in him and what he represented and their relationship to him. They were putting their trust in that. And Jesus said, there's one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. He's not going to, you're going to need to stand on your own. You can't trust in other people, in the good of other people. We all do have people that we look up to. But if we trust in them, if we put our trust in them rather than God, we'll be left down. They cannot support us. There are those who trust in national strength, and that might be more in relation to general or physical fears. Psalm 20, verse 7, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Many have trusted in national might, but to their own destruction. Nothing is as secure, as trustworthy as God. Even though nations grow and build their might and try to appear so strong and so invincible, and yet God is where we want to put our trust. Now, God has promises to those that put their trust in him of what he will do, what he can do. Thinking about that, okay, Psalm 37:3, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, verily thou shalt be fed. God's encouragement to us is to put our trust in him, to live for him. We were talking about being salvation and what it does for us, living for him. That's some of the other parts that go along with trusting in God. It says, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. It was an Old Testament verse, but it speaks of God's care and God's protection to those that trust in him. Our confidence in God will not be misplaced. God won't let us down. I read about a deer called the African Impala. The Impala is just a small deer, but it's unique in that it's really agile. It can jump and can run. It can jump to a height of over 10 feet high, and it can cover a distance of more than 30 feet with a jump. And yet those deer can be kept in any enclosure with just a 3-foot wall. They're a small deer. 3-foot wall is enough to keep them in, simply because they will not jump if they cannot see where their feet will land. If they can't see over the fence, if the fence is just high enough that they can't see the other side, They won't jump, even though they could easily clear it. They could easily do it. If they can't see where their feet are going to fall, they won't jump. Many times we are like that. We want to see where our feet are going to land. We want to see how the other side looks and how it's going to end up. What's going to be the result? What's going to happen if I actually trust God and move out? How's this going to end up? What's it going to be like? Am I going to be okay? But we tend to be like that deer. When we can't see, we hold back. We don't trust God the way we should. Psalm 37:5, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. If we are going to make God our guide, then he wants us to submit everything to his guidance. Commit thy way unto. He wants us to trust him with everything. He wants us to put our whole life into his control and trust our whole lives to him. And he will bring it to pass. He won't let us down. But he's not looking for just a partial commitment or just to trust in one small way. He's looking for us to commit our way unto him. Commit our life unto him. He wants us to spread our life, our cares, our concerns, our situation before him in prayer, and then trust him to bring it to work it out according to his plan, with the full satisfaction that what God does is well. What God does, he does well. And he's going to make what he wants out of our life. It won't be a failure. It'll be a success by his definition. It's not always a success by the way man looks at it or the way we would like to look at it, but he intends good for us, and he will work it out according to his will. And we can trust him in that. And when we can rest in the confidence that when we get to the other side, we can look back and see that he worked out good, it all for good. Are we willing to open up our whole life to God? And are we willing for him to touch anything? It's our natural tendency to hold back some things that are precious to us. Hold back things that we're scared to let go of, that we want to keep control of ourselves. Some of the things that are closest to us. But he wants us to open up our whole life to him and allow him to touch anything. Talking about trust. He wants us to trust him completely. Psalm 40, verse 4. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. The word I picked out there is the word blessed. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. There's many blessings that come on a godly person, that a godly person will find as he trusts God, as he commits his way to God, doesn't go his own direction, but follows God's leading and trusts God for the outcome. There's many blessings he's going to find. He's going to find his life is blessed in many different ways as God speaks to him and as God rewards his life. Nahum 1:7, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. If you trust in God, you can rest in confidence. He won't forget about you. He won't forget miss seeing you. He won't miss watching over your life from day to day. He is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. The day of trouble, he'll be there. It's not like some of our friends. Sometimes we have people that we care about, but we're not always there when they have trouble. We're not always close when they need us. We can't be. It's just impossible in our physical sense. But God will be. He knoweth them that trust in him. God won't forget about us. He remembers us and knows all about our situation far better than we do. So in that phrase that he knoweth them that trust in him, he knows us He knows those that trust in him better than they know themselves. He knows about their troubles before they know about their troubles. He knows about the situations they're facing before they even know about them. We can rest in confidence that God knows well those that trust in him, and he will not let them down. Several thoughts on what it means to truly put our trust in him. Job 13:15 says, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. He had full confidence in God's sovereign plan and goodness. Even though he couldn't see it, even though he was suffering with those boils and all kinds of calamities, he was willing to trust God. He was willing to put his hand in God's hands, even if God would allow him to be killed, even though God would slay him. He was willing to trust God. That doesn't make sense to man. That doesn't make sense to our way of thinking. But God wants us to trust in him, to work out his will, to work out what he wants to accomplish. And Job somehow had a vision of God as a good God, a God that had his, that God was above him, and that God was worthy of his trust and was worthy of his life. And he was willing to put his life on the line to serve God, to trust God, to allow God to do whatever God wanted with him. He was willing to give himself up for the cause. We're called to place our lives into his hand and to let him direct according to his will. It's not always what we want or what we see best, but God's calling us to trust him to work out his will. Psalm 56:11 says, in God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. It means, trusting God means that we don't fear things other than God. We see God as the superior thing that we need to, he's not a thing, but he's a being, but the compared to the other things that bring fear into our lives, he's the one that we should be concerned about. And if we trust him and serve him, we don't need to fear all the other things around us. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Man is far inferior to God, and yet we get so afraid. Sometimes man can bring so much fear into our lives. And it's we understand that, but God, if we put our trust in God the way he wants us to, we don't need to be afraid of man and what he can do. We can tell how much we trust God by how much the things around us shake us. And you can, many times we can tell how much we value our things, maybe more than we should, when they're taken away from us or stolen or destroyed or whatever. And what that does to us, God tests us sometimes that way. Where is our trust? Where is our confidence? What are we counting on for our security? We can tell how much we trust God by how much the things around us shake us. How much do the fears that are around us in the world, how much do they grip us, and how much do they control our lives? Or do we allow, or do we have our trust in God and allow him to control our life? And if we do that the way he wants us to, we don't need to fear the things around us. Last verse, Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. I think we had mentioned this verse before, but it means that we don't trust our own cunning and logic. And where God's direction to us doesn't seem to make sense, where it doesn't seem logical, where it doesn't seem like it's going to work, but we get a clear sense of God's direction, we want to take God's direction, even if it doesn't make sense to us, even if it doesn't make sense in our minds. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not on thine understanding. Lean on him and lean on what he says to do. Follow him. Trust him, even if it doesn't make sense. Trust him, even if it wouldn't normally be a logical, not normally something that people would put their trust in. We can trust God. Trust is something that we grow in. Trust gets tried by the different circumstances that we face, that God allows to come into our life, that he brings into our life. I believe God brings those things in. And they're so big to us. They're so challenging to us. We just can hardly get past them. But God allows them to come into our life to help us to see and to help us determine in our minds if we're going to allow those things to dominate our life, to live in fear, or if we're going to choose to trust him. Choose to put those things that are valuable to us into his hands and let them there. And let him take care of them. I will be called to trust God in a different way tomorrow than I have today. God challenges us and brings different things into our lives from day to day. The Christian life is not a static life. It's a growing experience, and God does his part in helping us to grow by bringing different challenges into our life from day to day to help us to deepen our trust in him. But God wants us to establish a practice, a pattern, and a determination that no matter what we face, we will trust our lives to his care and not be afraid. And it becomes that. It becomes a pattern in our life if we follow it the way he wants us to. It's a pattern of trust to learn that when things come up against us, when challenges come our way that we can't handle, that are above us, that are outside our control, we choose to put our trust in him and to let them there and to not live in fear. God wants us to live lives that follow that pattern. May God help us to trust in him the way we should, to trust him to provide the things that we need. If he asks us to fly, to provide the wings we need. If he asks us to jump, we can trust him whether we can see the other side or not. And no matter what comes our way, no matter how big it looks to us, no matter how fearful it looks to us, he wants us, according to his word, to put our confidence in him, to put it into his hands, put the things that are valuable to us into his hands, and to let them there. He will be faithful. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we come before you this morning. We look to you as our God, the one who we can trust, the one that we can commit our lives to, and the things that we consider important to us. And we know that you are faithful. You will not let us down. You are worthy of our trust. You will work things out, not always according to our plan or our thinking or our logic, but you will work things out according to your will. And as we look back on them, we know that we will see your plan. We will see the good that you have brought into our lives and into the world. Help us, like Job, somehow to just commit our lives, no matter what we face, commit our lives into your hand because of the confidence we have in your will and what you have in mind. We just pray that you be with each one here, the folks that live here and serve you each day. Share your testimony in the community around here. We just pray you be with them. The congregation here, be near to them. Be with the visitors that are here. We just pray you'd be with each of us as we go back to our homes, that we would be, that our time here would be worthwhile, would help us to grow closer to you. In Jesus' name, amen.